Last week we began our second phase of the series, going through the actual sections of the Siddur. And last week we discussed Birchas HaShachar, the ideas of gratitude, and even filling ourselves with self-esteem to begin a day full of mission, full of purpose. And when I first started preparing the series, my inclination to create the one after that was to go to Pesukei DeZimra. Everyone knows after Birchas HaShachar you go to Pesukei DeZimra. And then I realized, wait a second, I'm skipping Karbanos. And then I thought, well, everyone skips Karbanos. That's kind of how davening goes, isn't it? You go from Birchas HaShachar to Pesukei DeZimra. And then I caught myself and said, you know, this here's going to be very important for those who say Karbanos and recognize these tefillos and the purpose of these tefillos, but it's going to be even more important for those who don't say these tefillos and actually maybe get a sense of why we should be saying these tefillos, why the section of Karbanos is not optional, why it appears after Birchas HaShachar and before Pesukei DeZimra, before Shema, before Shemona Esrei, really to set our tone for davening, the important values in this idea, which we colloquially call karbanos. Now, we had a shiur on karbanos just a few weeks ago. It's a recent topic. We talked about karbanos, the connection between karbanos and tefillah, different similarities in halacha, different similarities in hashkafa, the sacrifices that we make, the idea of investment, the idea of tshuva, the idea of giving up. We discussed all those big themes in the previous topic about karbanos, but now we're going to really delve into the karbanos section of davening to really understand what it is that we're saying in that section we call Karbanos, and why it's so important, and again, why those who may not be saying it every single day might want to reconsider that decision. If it means coming to shul a little earlier, whatever it takes to say Karbanos, let's talk about why it's so important, the tremendous values. You can always say it later, but it's important to say it later. It's important to say, meaning if you say it later, you do say it later. That's great. But that I would say not every single person who doesn't say it earlier is saying it later. So let's talk about what this section of davening, colloquially called Karbanos, is all about. And we'll see that it has some very, very big values. Perhaps even our biggest values are all in this section. The main idea we think about is Karbanos. And we quoted in the previous topic about Karbanos that the idea of saying Karbanos is based on the Gemara Megillah in source number one. The Gemara Megillah in source number one discusses Avram Avinu's conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at Bris Ben Avsarim, where he wonders if Klal Yisrael sin, what's stopping Hashem from taking away his promise to Avram, like he took away the favor to Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, Hashem could wipe out a generation. Who's to say Hashem is not going to do that to Klal Yisrael? Hashem responds, Karbanos is the everlasting connection between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as we have, like the Bris Ben Avsarim had Karbanos, as long as we have Karbanos, we're guaranteed a relationship with Hashem. And Avram wants to know where it's underlined in source number one, Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Teinach, Bizman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. That sounds great to have Karbanos as an everlasting relationship. Bizman, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Ateh Elayam. How will we ever survive with this ongoing relationship, this promise? Where is this bris when you don't have actual sacrifices in the temple on a Mizbeach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Amar Lo, Kevar Tikanti Lahem Seder Karbanos. The idea of saying, davening, learning Karbanos. Kol's mancha korin behen, when they read the parshios about the karbanos, mala ani alehen ki ilu makrivin lefanai karban. Hashem says, I will treat the saying of karbanos like the bringing of karbanos, umochal ani al kol avanosehem. I will atone their sins, and for Avram's purpose, to maintain the ongoing relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Menachos, the very, very, very end of Maseches Menachos, describes the idea about learning about Karbanos, not just the idea of saying Karbanos and davening, but why we should spend time learning Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, why we should spend time learning Zvachem, Menachos, Chulin, Amrei, Shlakish, Maiduch, Siv, Zos, HaTorah, La'ola, La'mincha, V'la'chates, V'la'ashem. Each section in Parshas Tzav has, this is the law, this is the Torah of the Ola, this is the law of the Mincha. But it doesn't say Zos Chukas HaOla, Zos Chukas HaMincha, Zos Chukas HaChates, says Zos Toras Ola, Zos Toras HaMincha. And this is recognized as from Kalkeli. We have this idea about a Torah, va'ola, mincha, v'chatas, v'asham. Why does the Torah use the word Torah to describe? So say Chazal, kala osik ba'Torah ki ilu hikriv ola mincha chatas v'asham. Mefarshim explain, not just learning Torah in general, but learning Torah about the Karbanos is like bringing the Karbanos. And therefore, in the absence of having a Beis HaMikdash, in the absence of actually bringing sacrifices, we say Karbanos. Shulchan Aruch and source number three paskins. Tov lomar parshas, ola, mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, Asham. We should recite the Psukim every morning about these Karbanos. Not only that, says the Shulchan Aruch, when a person recites these Psukim, they should add a tefillah. Kishi Yisayim Parsha Sa'ola Yomar, Yertzim Lofanecha, Sheyia Zeh Chashuv Mekubal Ki Ilu Hikrav Ola. Let my saying of the Psukim of the Ola be like bringing an Ola. Kach Yomar Acher Parshas HaMincha V'Ashlamim Pnei Sheheim Boyim B'Nedava. A person can volunteer an Ola, a person can volunteer a Mincha, a person can volunteer a Shlamim, and therefore say, like, I brought these things. I didn't give it to you on the sheet, but Mishabura quotes from the Magen Avraham, if someone knows that the actual Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, they should also say this tefillah when bringing a chatas. If I'm chayav a chatas, it's like I brought a chatas, and if you look in the Siddur, it has these tefillahs after each carbon. It's as if I brought this carbon, as if I brought this carbon. So the first idea is saying carbonos is important, because if bringing carbonos is integral for our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu to be maintained, and we don't have that option anymore, we have to say the carbonos. Now, we don't actually say the psukim. That's not going to be found in your carbonos section of the Siddur. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, we have a different minhag, in source number 4, Ein anu omrim parshas ola mincha shlamim chatas ashem ela anu omrim perek hei dizvachim. We say Ezeu Mekoman. Ezeu Mekoman is the fifth parak of Maseches Vachim. And in it, it describes the procedure for the chatas and for the ashram and for the ola and the mincha. It describes all the different procedures for all the different karbanos. Additionally, he quotes from Chazal, Kedei lomod perak mishnayas b'chol yom, shehu torah shebal peh. And there's also a value in learning mishnayas every single day, learning torah shebal peh every single day. So Chazal picked a perak in Shas to learn every single day. Why did they pick this one? Bachram emela perak seh, shemadabar ben yanei karbanos. Chazal could have picked from any perak in all of Shas. They could have picked Baba Madlikin, they could have picked the first parak in Brechos. They picked, of all parakim, to pick the fifth parak in Zvachim, because it discusses these karbanos. You kill two birds with one stone. You have to say Mishnayos every single day. You want to learn Torah Shebaal Peh built into our early morning, but also have the ability to fulfill this mitzvah of saying the karbanos every single day. So we said we picked the parak. Who stama b'li machlokas? Another interesting thing about this parak in Zvachim is that it's the only parak in Shas that doesn't record a single machlokas tanaim. Every parak in Shas has a machlokas. First Mishnah in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, you have machlokas about everything. This parak in Shas has no machloksin. Rav Shechter points out, there are machloksin about the dinim in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah doesn't quote the machlokas. It just gives a stam, as if to say, this is a simple way of learning it. Some say that these Mishnayos were actually composed misinai and captured the exact language. The Vilna Gaon has a proof about that maybe the text that we're saying in Ezeu Mekoman is the exact text from Sinai, because that the Mishnayos talk about where you can and can't bring the karbanos, and it describes certain karbanos could be only eaten inside the walls of the Azara. Only it doesn't call them the walls of the Azara, it calls them the Klaim, the curtains. Bisman Bayesheni, when they wrote the Mishnayos, there were no curtains, it was walls. When did they have curtains? When they had a Mishkan. Says the Vilna Gaon that the text of this Mishnah, the ideas are always Misinai, but this text was Misinai, and at the time it was Klaim, it was the walls, the curtain walls of the Azara, and we've kept the same text without Machlokas. We've carried it down all the generations, so it's an idea of saying Torah Shebaal Peh that maybe has the greatest authenticity in terms of text. And on top of that, we're able to mekayim this mitzvah of saying karbanos, in the absence of bringing them, we're able to say karbanos. Beautiful. So if you look in your Siddur, you're not going to find the psukim about these karbanos, but you will find Ezeu Mekoman, right before Rabbi Yishmael Omer, and you'll see that we talk about all these different karbanos. And we have a little tefillah, maybe after each Mishnah that says, Yirat Zon, should be as if I brought an Ola, brought a Mincha, brought a Shlabim, brought a Toda, and so on and so forth. Then, Shulchan Aruch, it's also in Siman Aleph, but later I gave it to you from the Ramah, in source number 5, the importance of saying Parshas HaTamid, the Karban Tamid, which was offered twice daily, every morning, and every afternoon toward the evening. The Karban Tamid was offered twice a day, every single day, all the way up until Shavasar Batamas, when one of the tragedies was the loss of the Karban Tamid. We say the Karban Tamid every single morning. The Mishnah Berurah comments, V'hiv makom hakravas Karban HaTamid, sheken kiblu chazal, shebizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, ve'ein yecholdon lahakriv karbonos, in the absence of actually offering animal sacrifices, misha osik behen u'beparshiyosei, and a person who engages in learning about the karbonos, ma'la lavakasov ki'ilu hikrivim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very important for a person to know, you can't just willy-nilly say these things, you have to be osik. Why do Chazal say osik? Hakavana shehu misasik lahavin inyana lo amiras hatevos levad. You have to actually understand, to take the time, maybe to open a kahati, to learn in the Mishnayos, what does it mean? What are these rules? How are kachim different than kachim kalim in terms of who eats them and where they eat them and the time to eat them and how is a chatas different than an ola and a shlamim and where they're offered and who's involved in the process and which can be eaten by women and which can only be eaten by the males, male kohanim. So you have to figure out the details. And if you understand what you're saying, you're actually fulfilling this mitzvah. So if you stopped over here, you'd say, okay, thank you very much. I've been skipping the karbonos section or I've been saying the karbonos section and now I know what it is. It's important to say karbonos. But I'd like to expand our understanding of the karbonos section. Because really there's a lot more tefillos there. And you have the Kiyor, and you have the Trumas Hadeshem, which really comes first, and you have all these different karbanos, and which you're supposed to say. Fine. But there's some gigantic, humongous Jewish values and ideas that appear in this section between Berachas HaShachar and Pesukim de Zimra. And if we skip them, we're really skipping the most fundamental ideas that we're walking into davening with, the most fundamental ideas to begin our day. The most famous and probably the grandest of all karbanos is the karban that comes very first in this section. What is the very first karban mentioned after the end of Berachas HaShachar?
Not a karban.
But what is the first of the karban section?
The Akedah.
The Akedah. The Akedah is the very first thing that appears. If you look in the Siddur, the very first thing that appears in the Siddur after Berachas HaShachar is over is the Akedah. Why might this belong in the Karbanos section? As we understood, Yitzchak was bound to be a Karban. Hashem commanded Avraham to bring up Yitzchak as a Karban. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in source number 7, Tov Lomar Parshas Akedah. A person every single day should say, read the Parshas of the Akedah. We don't read about Kabbalah HaTorah. We don't read about Maimon Har Sinai. Not everything that's big and important is said every single morning. In the Karbanos section of davening, aside from all the chatas and the asham and the ola, we mentioned the grandest karban of all, the biggest sacrifice of all, and that was the sacrifice of Yitzchak. It says the Mishnah Berurah, why are we saying this? I know why we're saying the other thing, but the mincha and the chatas, because we can't bring them, so we try to talk about them, but why are we talking about the akedah? We're not talking about anything else. Mishnah Berurah explained in source number 8, K'dei lizkor zechus avos b'chol yom. First of all, starting off our day, we want to invoke zechus avos. And what greater zechus avos is there than Avraham's test, Yitzchak's resilience? V'gam k'dei lahachnia yitzro. For a person to be able to exercise self-control. K'mo shemasar Yitzchak nafsho. We are trying to remind ourselves, not only remind Hashem of zechus avos, but also to model after Yitzchak the idea, the value of self-control, the idea of self-sacrifice, the idea of trying to push ourselves to our limits, the idea of trying to devote our entire beings, our entire lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that this is why we don't just say the Pesukim of the Akedah, it's immediately followed by a bunch of tefillos. What are those tefillos? And I gave it to you on page number 2. Source number 10, I gave you a condensed excerpt from the Siddur. If this looks familiar, awesome. If it doesn't look familiar, excellent. Now it's the time to dive in and look at this whole section. This whole section appears after the Akedah. Sometimes people who don't say the Akedah might start from the Olam Heram Yirei Shemayim, which is the second paragraph in source number 10. But really, if you think about what these paragraphs are doing on the heels of reading about the Akedah, it gives them so much more teeth and a lot more content. The Aruch HaShulchan pointed out that after reading about the Akedah, because the goal is to evoke Zechus Avos, we say a paragraph, Ribono Shel Olam, Avraham Avinu demonstrated the ultimate, and this is part of the davening we say in Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah. The idea of Hashem conquering his Midas Achzarios, his Midas Hadin, by focusing on Rachamim, like Avraham Avinu, who overcame his Rachamim in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. So we say, we want Hashem to have Zechus Avos reign strong, and Rachamim follow us throughout our day. The next paragraph turns to us. After Mishnah Berurah said, first we're evoking Zechus Avos, but then we're trying to work on ourselves to have this Midah of Yitzchak. And that's what the davening is focusing on. We're actually trying to work on this idea of Mesiras Nefesh. And we say, La'olam Yehei Adam Yirei Shemayim B'Seser V'Agali, a person should always be God-fearing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram after the Akedah, Atayah Dati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. So we're talking about Yiras Hashem, which the Akedah exemplified for Avraham. And now we are trying to work on ourselves to have Yiras Elokim. B'Seser V'Agali, when people are watching and when they're not watching. U'moda La'emes, to be sincere to the truth. V'dover Emes V'Lvavo. The Ashkem V'Yomar, and then we start our morning by saying, Ribon Kol Olamim, it's not because we're excellent people, it's not because we're deserving, it's because we're dependent on your Rachamim, that's what Zechus Avos is all about, we are nothing, we're not special. And then, we transition into Aval Anachnu Amcha B'nei V'Risecha, we who have this covenant with you, the covenant of Karbanos, the covenant of Zechus Avos, and we talk about Zechus Avos, L'fichach Anachnu Chayavim L'hodos L'cha, and this is what we're about to engage in Pesukei Dezimra, we're about to engage in davening. This is our obligation. Our obligation comes from the fact that we have Zechus Avos, we have this relationship, and we have this obligation to devote ourselves to you. In what way? L'kadesh V'laseh Shevach V'hodayah L'shmecha T'imekadesh Shem Shemayim Ashreinu, for our purpose in this world, Mayafay Rosh Hashanah Ashreinu Shanach Mashimim Arivim. How lucky are we that we get to wake up early and also spend the evening saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you ever wonder, what is that doing there? Why is Shema Yisrael in our Karbanos section of Davening? What's the simplest approach? Why is Shema there?
If you're running late,
for Zman Kriya Shema purposes, you have it early in the morning. Why is that not the real reason why it's there? Poskim point out, I didn't give it to you on the sheet, but Poskim point out that if a person is on time for davening and you get to this section, you should dafka have kavana not to be yotze during this Shema. You want to say Shema with the brachos. Meaning, in other words, if you look at the context over here, it's appearing as part of this li'olam, ribono sholam, ribono kol olamim, the akedah, it's appearing in that context. It flows one to the other. La'olam, aval anachnu, lefichach, there's a continuity here in terms of the grammar. We're just flowing from one topic to the other, as if to say that paradigm for us of what it means to be committed to Hashem is something that obligates us. It obligates Hashem to be merciful in this relationship, but it obligates us to be able to follow that practice, be mekadesh shem shemayim with Shema Yisrael. If you're running late, fine, you can say it now. But if you're not running late, have in mind not to be yotze now, because this is not why it's here. This is not why it's here. This is not here to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is supposed to be with its brachos. If you happen to be and you're late, then this is a good time to remind you. But the real reason why it's here is because in context, it's an expression of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Shema Yisrael is our devotion to Hashem above all other values. We commit our lives to Hashem like Yitzchak committed his life to Hashem. The Chai Adam in source number 11 writes about Shema Yisrael in general. Shema Yisrael in Birchos Kriya Shema, the real Shema Yisrael. But he writes a person's kavanos during Shema Yisrael about Kabbalah Tzemach Shemayim, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem being accepted by everybody, his mastery over the entire universe, adds the Chai Adam from the Rashba, V'tov Shiachavin Gamkein, Shehu Moser Atzmo Lahariga B'Shvil Amunazo. During Shema, says the Chai Adam, a person has to have in mind that they are willing to give up their life for Hashem. We've heard so many stories about in Eretz Yisrael, people whose lives were saved by saying Shema Yisrael at the last moment. The idea of saying Shema Yisrael at the last moment, Rabbi Akiva taught us. Yaakov Avinu taught us about the idea of saying Shema in happy times when he met Yosef. Rabbi Akiva taught us the idea of saying Shema at the end of one's life when a person is being martyred, Rechmano Litzlan, L'kadesh Shem Shemayim. The Chai Adam says, when a person is saying Shema every single day, this is a kavanah to have in mind. The Adame B'daito Ki'ilu Hu Nisraf Achshav Al Kedusha Shemo. A kavanah to have during Shema is to imagine a person is giving up one's life al kiddush Hashem. L'kayim the pasuk in Tehillim, ki alecha haragnu kol hayom, we are dying for you all day. How could we be dying for Hashem all day? It means to have the commitment to be willing to give up your life for Shem Shemayim every single day. Erev Avoker. B'yachshav lo ki'ilu asa b'pol mamish, Hashem will consider it as if the person actually was sacrificing himself, sacrificing herself, when a person commits during the saying of Shema. That's the idea of saying Shema in the morning and the evening with the brachos. But in this section of davening, look how fitting this is. We talk about the Akedah, the biggest sacrifice in history. Yitzhak Avinu, Avram Avinu, offering up a human being in service of Hashem. We translate that into Midas HaRachamim, and also an obligation, Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim, to do that also, Ashreinu, that we have the ability and the relationship with Hashem to say Shema Yisrael later. That's the Shema Shel Mashkim, and the Shema Shel Marivim is later on, but we're saying it now because it matters. We're saying it now because this is our obligation. We are following in the footsteps of Yitzchak Avinu. We are following in the paradigm of Avram Avinu. That's a very important idea. To begin the section of Karbanos, we don't just talk about Karbanos that we could have brought and we're bringing right now. We talk about our own lives as Karbanos, this value of connecting to Yiras Hashem, connecting to Shema Yisrael, to connecting to belief in Hashem, as a way of committing ourselves like Yitzchak. So this is an important section of davening, unfortunately, that is often skipped. We are committing ourselves to Hashem, not just in Shema, which we're going to say with the brachos later on, but we're putting it in context over here. The ultimate sacrifice of Yitzchak Avinu that we're trying to parallel after, in one way or another, whether it's in terms of committing ourselves or thinking about it or imagining it or sechus avos, that is the idea. We end off this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashimcha B'Ravim. This is the bracha we say, a bracha. Nisuch Ashkenaz and Nisuch Sfar disagree whether it's Baruch Atah Hashem or just Baruch Mekadesh Hashimo, but whatever the exact text is, but we're making a bracha being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That is the only time of the day we actually make a bracha being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. This is the value of Karbanos in the sense of a person committing himself or herself to Hashem at all costs. A giant idea. Another giant idea you probably don't realize is stuck in this Karbano section is the idea of Beram L'Chavero. We mentioned a few weeks ago when talking about the value of the klal, connecting to the klal, the Magen Avraham in source number 13 quotes the idea of being mekabel on oneself before davening, the mitzvah says, say, shall v'yahat tel reyacha kamocha. And I mentioned that in Chabad Siddurim, they have this idea. A friend pointed out to me, even in Nusach's Edut Mizrach, The Sfardim also say this thing. I give it to you in source number 12. This paragraph appears in the Sfardi Siddur, beginning of this section of Korbanos. Hareni mekabel alai mitzvah sase shel v'yahatarecha kamocha, v'hareni ohev kol echad mibnei Yisrael k'nafshi u'modi, and I commit to loving every single person, every single Jew, like my life and all my resources. V'hareni mezamin es pi lehespal lefimelech machem lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this doing here? Why does it matter that a person is connecting to other people? I'm talking to Hashem right now. Why is it important to have Be'adam Lechavira when I'm davening? So we quoted in our shir about the idea of the klal, the idea of zechus of the klal is much more powerful than the zechus of the yachid. And the commentaries on the Magen Avraham, I give to you the Machzor Shekel, in source number 14, he writes, Gorim his achdus v'dveikus nafshel seyem lamala, when a person commits to being part of Am Yisrael. Al yedei zeh gam tefila seyem misachdus. We actually have our tefilas, our neshamas are connected. I care about you, you care about me. Our tefilos become tefilos of the rabbim, even when I'm davening as a yachid. V'az b'yos tefilasan shall call Yisrael kululos yachad asir etzuya lefanav yisbarach. So we have the section between Birchas HaShachar and between Psukritism, which has these great values that are somehow subsumed in the category of karbonos. Yeah, we have the Ola and the Chatas in the Karbonos section, but did you know we also have Kabbalah Samach Shemayim in the Karbonos section of davening? We also have Yahatharecha Kamocha in the section of Karbonos and davening. But I want to argue that these two ideals, the paradigm for our mitzvahs, Ranam Lamakom, being Mekadesh Shmab Rabbim, the paradigm for mitzvahs, Ranam Lachavero, Yahatharecha Kamocha, are actually not even the biggest value in this section. Dying al Kiddush Hashem, connecting to everyone, those are not the highest values, not the most encompassing values that we have in the Karbanos section. In fact, don't take my word for it, there is a Medrash. Medrash has not been found independently. Everyone quotes this Medrash from the Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Habib, in late 1400s, put together Ein Yaakov, which is a collection of all the Agadic statements in the Gemara. He wrote a commentary on them, and now whoever writes a commentary on the Agadic sections of the Gemara puts it in the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is very popular over the years, and in introduction to Ein Yaakov, he quotes a medrash that we haven't found anywhere else. So people quote it, they quote it from the Ein Yaakov. But it's a medrash, quoting Tanayim. What does the medrash say? We're going to recognize some of our favorite values over here, and one that kind of stands out. The medrash says, Ben Zoma Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kol El Yosef. We found a pasuk that is so expansive, so encompassing. Behu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Check. We had that in our morning davening. This very expansive pasuk about connecting to Hashem and the ultimate sacrifice. Beautiful. Ben Nana Zomer, another Tana says, Matina pasuk kol el yoser. We find an even more expansive pasuk. V'hu v'yohavta l'reacha kamocha. Good. Loving each other. Check. We have that too. Shimon ben Pazi Omer, Matina pasuk kol el yoser. We have a pasuk more expansive than Shema Yisrael and v'yohavta recha kamocha. V'hu the pasuk of the Karban Tamid. What? What is this pasuk doing here? On a Family Feud top three list, these are your top three? Shema Yisrael, ding. V'yahavta, ding. Esakev esachad ta'asev, ding. Not just ding, but that's the best one? How is it the biggest pasuk? More troubling, how does the Braisa conclude? Amar v'ploni arago v'yamar, how does the Braisa conclude? Halacha ke ben pazi. The third opinion is correct. The most expansive, encompassing pasuk is the pasuk of the Karban Tamid. Yes, we have Shema Yisrael. Yes, we have Yahavta. Those are wonderful values, but there's a bigger value that's Karbanos. The value of the Karban Toda. Why? D'chsev k'chol asher ani mar'eh o'secha eist hapnis ha'mishkan v'eist hapnis kol kelav. Hashem describes the obligation to build the Mishkan, v'chein ta'asu. So we see Hashem is telling you all the things. And he repeats, v'chein ta'asu, teaching me that this is the way forward. What is pshat in this medrash? People always quote this as, what is the most important pasuk in the Torah? They're not really arguing what's the most important pasuk in the Torah. It's not a question of importance. Importance isn't really the issue. It's a question of which pasuk is kol el yoser, which pasuk is more encompassing. If you want to try to fit the entire Torah on one leg, into one value, which one pasuk encompasses the entire value system of the Torah? Says the Maharal in source number 16. What is pshat on this medrash? Well, the first approach is very easy to understand. Why is Shema Yisrael the klal gadol? where it's underlined, Aliyad mitzvah zos who hadavak bo yisparach lagamri. Mishma, a person attaches oneself to Hashem with complete devotion, giving up one's life for Hashem. Ulachach shma Yisrael who klal gadol b'Torah b'shar hamitzvah is enim rak perush be'ez inyan yeli adam hadvekas hagamur. The one main cloud, the headline for the entire Torah is Shema Yisrael, commit to Hashem, devote your life to Hashem. And that means putting on tefillin, it means giving tzedakah, it means going to davening, it means eating kosher. But everything else is just explaining what it means to devote oneself to Hashem. Then comes along Ben Nanas and says, no, an even greater encompassing pasuk is V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, which Hillel made famous, Kizesh hu oiv re'eyu kamosa l'gamri, when a person truly has love of someone else like oneself, Davarze mitzach hu adam b'shleimus, why does a person love someone else? Love them like myself? I recognize Tzalam Elokim. I can't see Hashem. There's no body for Hashem. I can't hug and relate to Hashem. But human beings are Tzalam Elokim. There's an opportunity for me to relate to another being with love and kindness and give and share with others. I can be like Hashem in terms of giving and supplying for others. I can recognize how others have a godliness to them. The closest a person can have to connecting with Hashem and all the mitzvos is to recognize Tzalam Elokim in another. That is the headline for the entire Torah. And then comes along Ben Pazi, and he says that the most encompassing pasuk is the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid, representing our daily connection with Hashem twice a day, is something that encompasses everything, even more than Shema Yisrael does, and even more than loving each other and recognizing Tzalam Elokim does. Why? Explains the Ma'aral in the third paragraph. Masha Adam Ovin Hashem Yisbarach B'tmidus Hagamor V'hu Avdo. For a person to connect oneself to Hashem at all times, when nothing exciting is going on, there's no big test, no big challenge, it's just the consistency, the dedication, day in and day out, to be an Eved Hashem. He is constantly under the master's instructions. Skip a line. Davar zeh haklal b'Torah. This encompasses everything the Torah is all about. Even more than Shema Yisrael was about connecting to Hashem and the ultimate sacrifice of life, the idea of connecting to Hashem every single day when there is no threat to one's life, the idea to commit to Hashem while living, the Chol Shara Torah Perusha, and everything else, mitzvot, ben on the chaver, ben on the makom, those are just ways to explain how a person can be engaged in Avodas Hashem every single day, all day. Shal Yedei HaMitzvos Hu Ovedis Boro Lagamri. What the Maral is telling us, we paskin like Ben Pazi, we paskin, the most encompassing pasuk is not the Karbonos part that talks about the Akedah. That's how we start off the Karbonos section. It's amazing. We have this idea of Yitzhak Avinu being Makadish Mo Barabim, and we too, Shema Yisrael, we're Makadish our own lives Barabim. We imagine this every single day. That's very important. We go then go to the next value. V'yahath Recha Kamocha, connecting with each other. But then we get to the actual Karbanos section of the Karbanos davening, which seems to be a letdown. You would say, compared to Shema Yisrael and V'yahavta, this is just Karbanos, the Karban Tamid, ho-hum. Medrash is telling us, in terms of connecting with Hashem, of having the life of real Kiddush Hashem, it's the Karban Tamid, it's the daily avoda that allows a person to actually connect with Hashem. We're not discounting, obviously, the value of being Mekadesh Bo Barabim. Obviously, a person faced with that opportunity, with that obligation, Rachman Al-Tzlan, in a time to give up one's life, fighting for Am Yisrael, that is the avoda in that moment, that there's no higher value of one moment. But in terms of what we value, in terms of what is the ultimate purpose of life, is the purpose of life for a person to die, L'Shem Hashem, we're going to see that that's actually not the ultimate purpose of life. Without taking anything away from the magnitude of that moment, the great kedusha of those who are faced with that nisayon and rise to the occasion, but that's not what we're purporting in our morning services to be the mission of today. The mission isn't to die for Hashem today. The mission is to serve Hashem with life and the day-to-day, Karban Tamid, morning and evening, whatever comes up. And I'll give you a couple places where this comes up. Hashem and HaTov by Bernard Weinberger, was a rabbi in Young Israel Borough Park, which is a real thing. It doesn't sound like a real place, but it is. Young Israel Borough Park actually does exist. Shemin HaTov is a very popular sefer. My friend likes to quote the Shemin HaTov, and he has a sefer on Moadim, where on Rosh Hashanah he talks about the Akedah. And at the end of the section of the Akedah, the big ultimate sacrifice, after it's over, Avram returns to his young lads, Yishmael and Eliezer. And someone's missing over here. Vayach v'shneim yachtav, Avram and Yitzhak go together, and then Avram comes back. Wait, where's Yitzchak? quotes from the Medrash in source number 17. V'tirtzu b'medrash, v'shalchu lebeis medrash shel shem lomo b'menu Torah. After the Akedah, Yitzchak went to go learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'iver. Why? He asked the question, Mishakvar Allah al hamizbeah fenasa ola tamima, a person like Yitzchak who already became a sacrifice, umuchan lehishachet the ratzon Hashem, he was willing, and not just willing, but physically tied himself up to be a carbon for Hashem, a dayan tzarach leilech lechedro shel shem lomod. What more is there to learn? Everything we're learning is about how to be an Eved Hashem, how to serve Hashem, how to connect to Hashem. Yitzchak was a carbon. He was a carbon. What could he possibly do after that? Anything after that's a letdown. He has to go to yeshiva, and the Lord above Metzia. Oh, Eilam Metzias, Shavas Aveda, that's interesting. Remember when I was a carbon yesterday? What have you guys done yesterday? What a letdown. How could he go anywhere after that? What is he studying? Says the Shem and Atov, a beautiful idea. B'nira di'itachen sheyeshno koach ba'adam limsor nafsho al kiddush Hashem. A person may have reached the madrega of willing to die al kiddush Hashem, like Yitzchak was. Avol tzrichem lomod, but the next avoda is eich lechios b'kiddush Hashem. Not only how to die al kiddush Hashem, which we're not putting down in any sense, but how to live b'kiddush Hashem is a different avoda. B'haynu di'yeshno nisyonos kol yom v'yom. Yes, it's very challenging for a person to be making the ultimate sacrifice, but it's a one-time nisayon. You don't have to decide bigger or smaller. We'll just call them different. The idea of sacrificing in that moment when one's religion and one's identity and Am Yisrael is being threatened, that's the greatest inherent act one can do. And they're kedoshim, and we should not be saying anything that implies anything to mitigate that. But it's a different avoda to live day in, day out, connected. Day in, day out, avoda. Dezeu, to me this, kol rega verega. Dezeu pshuto, masha darshu v'chai behem, v'lo shiyamas behem. Sometimes we are shiyamas behem. But the ultimate mission is v'chai behem. We talk about the Akedah in the morning because our goal is to live with an understanding that it may end in Kiddush Hashem. And Shema Yisrael, we're committed to that. The next section is to say, karban tamid. Person who lives their life thinking only about the big moment, but then fails to notice just how many moments are there in day-to-day life, is missing a chance for true Avodas Hashem in the Tamidus way. Rav Sternbach on last week's Parsha explained this is why Sarah had such a hard time with the Akedah. So verse number 18, Rashi quotes that the Parsha of the Akedah is followed by Sarah's passing because Sarah died after hearing about the Akedah. And Rav Sternbach wonders, V'yesh l'tmoa al tzidkanes kisara. Abraham hears about the Akedah and he says, let's do it. Sarah hears about it and she says, I'm out of here. No, Sarah was greater than Abraham in terms of her nevuah. How could Sarah Imenu have been so troubled by the Akedah, which Abraham and Yitzchak said, let's go do this, and Sarah says, I can't handle this. Why was Sarah so bothered by the idea of the Akedah? Rav Sternbach explains in the second paragraph, there is a beautiful sefer, I've never learned, seems a little bit above my intelligence, but the sefer is about conversations that Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef, had with a magid that was having dreams and having visions and was talking with this magid. And Hivtiach l'Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef sheyizke lehareg al kiddush Hashem. One day, the magid, this angel, tells Rav Yosef Karo that in his future is going to be a chance to die al kiddush Hashem. Uvesof Yamav, after living a very long and healthy life, not dying al Kiddush Hashem, Tamah HaBeis Yosef, Shlo Zachal Lechach, he says, you promised me I was going to die al Kiddush Hashem, so how could it be that I wasn't Zochet to fulfill that mandate? The Hamagid Heshevlam, this is what the vision says back to him. Shehu Zachal HaMitzvah Gedola Yoser. He actually went above the idea. He moved to a higher darga. Dehainu Lechios al Kiddush Hashem. To write the Shulchan Aruch, to write the Beis Yosef, to actually teach people how to live, or Chaim, how to use the restroom, how to travel, and how to eat, and how to sleep, and how to daven, and how to walk, and how to shake lulav and esrog. That's living al Kiddush Hashem. The b'misa moser nafsho pamachas, aval b'chayav moser nafsho yom yom l'kayim ritzono. When a person lives day by day, again, we're not taking anything away from those who make the ultimate sacrifice for Am Yisrael, and beautiful rising to the occasion for those who are given that opportunity and that challenge. But a person who feels that my life is a waste, I didn't get to die for my cause. The idea of living al Kiddush Hashem is an even higher value. V'chai behem v'lo sheyamas behem. And that bothered Sarah so much. V'sarah hitzdara shlo zachsa shebina yekadesh shem shemayim v'chayev. When Sarah heard about the Akedah, she wasn't bothered because she couldn't bear the idea of devoting one's life to Hashem. But for her, she thought, I imagine my son living a life of Kiddush Hashem. Getting married, having children, raising them al darach HaTorah, proliferating Yiras Hashem in the world. Shezo madriga gavoh yoser, mile hakid al mizbeach v'lem ser nafshim. And because she was so perturbed, she was so bothered by this idea that my son was chosen not to live al Kiddush Hashem, she wasn't able to handle that. And he goes on to discuss what Avram was thinking and how Avram didn't push back for another time. He discusses further why, in fact, Avram was okay with this idea. But the idea I want to bring out from over here is that the Akedah is something to set our sights for the morning. We open up about this Akedah, about our tremendous values we have for the day. But the Akedah is where we start. We start with the mission statement that if my life comes to a point where I have to give it up, then I'm willing to do so. But then I'm not going to stop there. They tell the story, I'm going to get in trouble for telling this story, but they tell a story about extremists, whether kamikazes or any extremist group that focuses on the mission of life is to kill yourself for your cause. And they tell a story about these two mothers who are of extremist groups who are sitting there with the little kids playing in the sandbox. And one says, I can't believe that your son is already 3 years old. And she says, I know, they blow up so fast. So there are people who raise children from the outset for the slaughter. That's not our mahalach. Our mahalach does not put at the highest value of raising children to be karbanos. For those who have the opportunity to be mekadesh shem shemayim and to serve Am Yisrael when the time calls for it, and we're ready. We say the Akedah, we say Shema Yisrael, we're ready. We're ready, we're working on being ready, we're working on making the ultimate sacrifice if it comes to that. But ultimately, just planning our lives to ultimately be about that one big moment fails to notice just how many Kiddush Hashem moments we have in the day, in the office, on the road, how we drive, how we speak to people on the subway, how we speak to people in the office, those above us, those equal with us, those below us, to our families, the people that we take for granted. That's the Kiddush Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim in Parshas Balak, on the last page of the Sorshi, talks about one of the wishes of Bilam. And Bilam, in one of his visions, he says, Tamas nafshi mos yisharim, if only I can die a death like the Yesharim, and my end can be like their end. And Chazal say that he's talking about the Avos. He says, I want to die like the Avos. Tamas nafshi mos Yesharim. And I want my end to be like their end. It says the Chafetz Chaim that Bilam totally misunderstood what the Avos stood for. Bilam harasha l'ratza l'chios chay Yehudi mamen. Bilam had no interest in living like a Jew. Rak nafshu chashka l'mus Maves Yehudi Neman. He wanted to die like a faithful Jew. Yanchai Yehudi Amiti Eina Suga B'Shoshanim. Because living like a Jew day by day isn't a walk in the park. Barakotzim, but the... What's that word? I may have copied it wrong. Zeruim B'Darko, that a person has thorns and other... Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. A person has difficult pains and difficulties in their life. V'yalav L'Hav L'Gal Klum, a person has to overcome and pass through all those challenges. As Zehu Rashai La'asos, this you're allowed to eat, this you're allowed to go, this you're allowed to watch, this you're allowed to say, this you're allowed to be. V'as Zeh Asur Lo La'asos, this you can't eat, you can't watch, you can't say, you can't be, you can't go. As Zeh Tochlu, V'as Zeh Lo Tochlu. Avalokin Hamaves HaYahudi Hamamen Yodea, Ki Hamaves Hurak Ma'avar Mechai Yishol L'chai Olam. The idea of dying on Kiddush Hashem is a capitalizing on that moment. Those who die on Kiddush Hashem are looking to capitalize every moment. In this moment, what's my avoda? To put on tefillin, to daven, to say a bracha, to build someone up, to make someone feel wonderful. And when the moment calls to die, l'shem Hashem, okay, it's just the next step of the day. It's the next moment of the day. It's another moment of life leading to death, to chayom haba. Ma'amin hu ba'asharas ha'nefesh u'b'schar va'onesh believes in the afterlife and about being ultimately rewarded. U'b'shvil zeh ein ha'maves ma'fil alav eima kol kach. You're not scared of death. It's just capitalizing on this moment. Bilam says, great, I want to die like this. We're not impressed with the kamikazes or anyone else who builds their life about dying for their religion. Oh, look at people willing to die for their religion. They blow up so fast. If you train yourself to think, nothing matters except the ultimate sacrifice. You can get X number of virgins as long as you do the right thing at that one moment. You can say this your whole life. You can do whatever you want the whole life. You can treat people like garbage the whole life. You make the ultimate sacrifice. Your one moment in life comes. You met that moment, which you're preparing for your entire life. You're going to heaven. All the virgins you want. it fails to capitalize on an entire lifetime of service, an entire lifetime of devotion. My Yiddish is not so good, but I'll try to read the Chafetz Chaim's Yiddish. Aber es ist nit kein Kunst zu sterben wie a Yid. It's no big accomplishment to die like a Jew. The greister Kunst is I'm zu leben al yorin wie a Yid. The real accomplishment is to live your entire life like a Yid. The Bilams, the kamikazes, the extremists of all religions connect themselves to one big moment. Nothing really matters as long as you get to that end point. And we also have a value of the Akedah. We start off with the Akedah. Our morning starts out with willing to die for our cause like everybody else. But our Akedah is much more different than everyone else's Akedah. Because our Akedah is predicated on a lifetime of service. What Sarah thought shouldn't be the Akedah. What Yitzchak realized after the Akedah, I got to go back to Yeshiva. It's not enough, that one big moment. Life is a series of big moments. And you know what? A series of small moments also. But that's the Karban Tamid. That's the Avoda. That's the Olam, the Mincha, and the Chatas. It's sacrifice. It's Karbanos. The Karbanos section of Davening is highlighting not only the commitment to the big, grandiose, big, showy moment, which is also laudable, but it's only laudable if it's coming on the heels of a person who lived the entire life with that devotion. Ki alecha haragnu kol hayom, willing to die for Hashem the entire day, willing to serve Hashem and live for Hashem the entire day. What I found amazing is the Shulchan Aruch in source number 20 writes that somewhere in the morning services a person should say, "Meshachat oso al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafon lefnei Hashem," pasuk by the Karban Ola, which is a, not to be used disparagingly, but it's a random pasuk. It doesn't have any context to that pasuk, but at some point a person should say, "Shech the Karban Ola." And the Medrash comments on this pasuk that this pasuk is about Akedas Yitzchak. It's not, but it is. It's a person who's committing to be shechted for Hashem. And where does that pasuk go? The Sfardim put it right after the Akedah. That makes a lot of sense. After the Akedah, quote this random pasuk about a person sacrificing himself, sacrificing herself, like Yitzchak on the Akedah. But you know where we have it in our Siddur? Mishnah Berurah puts it, "Kayam nohagin la'amro achar parshas ha'tamid." And I wonder, why is this pasuk, which is about the Akedah sacrifice, after the Karban Tamid? And I suggest, perhaps, if this is, in fact, our minhag, which it is, the Ashkenazi custom, perhaps it's teaching us what the real Akedah is for us every single day. The Akedah, at the beginning of the section, tells us about the ultimate end of one's life, or how a person should be willing to commit to Hashem at all costs. But the ultimate Akedah for our lives, the ideal Akedah for our day-to-day lives, is the Karban Tamid. We put the Akedah Pasuk, the random floating Pasuk that teaches us to be like the Akedah, after the Karban Tamid. Wake up in the morning, daven to Hashem, give tzedakah, build people up, be honest, be kind, be generous, be thoughtful, be conscientious. In the evening, do the same thing. That's the Karban Tamid. Bookend your day with avodas Hashem. It's no coincidence that the Gemara Maseches Brachos, our last source on the sheet, tells us two different paradigms for tefillah. Where does tefillah come from? Where is the idea of tefillah all built on? One idea is tefillah's avos tiknum. Tefillah is built on the idea of the avos, on the sacrifices, on our foundational avos. And the other opinion is, tefillos keneged tamidin tiknum. The tefillos are patterned after the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice. It's these two ideas together. It's the big foundational avos, sacrifice, pioneering moments, and it's the Karban Tamid. Tefillah is that relationship we have with Hashem every single day. The great sechus that we have, not only for the big moments, but realizing just how many big moments are in the day. We start off the day with Birchas HaShachar, being able to see a fresh day ahead of us. How, regardless of what happened yesterday, Chadashim La'Bekarim Rabamu Nesecha, you have faith in me that today I can turn it around. Today is going to be the fresh start, a new beginning for the rest of my life. Today is going to be a day where I capitalize on my mission. And the next section of Davening is the mission. What is that mission? It's the Akedah, being committed to Hashem every single day. The Karban Tamid, the Karbanos, the daily sacrifice, the regular davening, the regular tzedakah, the regular caring for each other, the regular being honest and being a kind, caring, conscientious person, that's what tefillah is all about. And the section of davening, the karbanos section of davening, focuses so much on the day-to-day, nitty-gritty karbanos. The Karban Tamid, which represents the most encompassing, more encompassing than Shema Yisrael, more encompassing than Vihata Recha Kamocha, the Karban Tamid, the daily tefillos, this section of tefillah, which hopefully we should not skip. This is a good plug not to skip this section of davening. because it really reaffirms our greatest values of committing to Hashem in the ultimate sacrifice, but also committing to Hashem in the daily sacrifice. These are our takeaways for tonight. Without the animal karbanos, we recite the psukim of karbanos every morning as if we brought them, and the important thing is to work on learning to understand what these karbanos are, how they were brought, and what the mitzvos actually were. Number two, each morning we reaffirm the foundations of all the mitzvos, Beram l'makom, Beram l'chavero, we recall Kedas Yitzchak, and we devote ourselves with Shema, Ki Elecha haragnu kol hayom, we're willing to die for Hashem, we're willing to commit to Hashem at all costs, and we express love for each other, like in the Sfardi and the Chabad Siddurim, we make an effort to say, or at least think, each of us, even without being in the Siddur, we can think in the morning, V'yahath Recha kamocha. But an even more expansive word, even klal gadol yoser mizeh, even more expansive and encompassing than those ideals, is the ideal of the karban tamid, the ideal of karbanos every single day. More than dying al kiddush Hashem, is learning and working to live al kiddush Hashem, which the karban tamid represents, constant commitment to Hashem in everyday life, which is actually the source. Karban tamid, together with the avos, is the idea of what tefillah is all about, having this connection with Hashem. Starting early in the morning, so hopefully each of us has the opportunity to start saying this section if we're not been saying it, to say it a little better if we have been saying it, to focus on at least, if not everything, at least pick one part. Pick the part of Shema, pick the part of the Karban Tamid, pick one part of the davening and think about what it means to live with Hashem, not only at the end of one's life, but every single moment throughout a person's life.